My guest is Cynthia Payne. Although unknown in this country, she's a folk hero in her native England, where she's been arrested twice for running a brothel catering to older men. Her life is the inspiration for a new British film called Personal Services. It stars Julie Walters as the Madam, and it's directed by Terry Jones of Monty Python fame. I asked Cynthia Payne how she got started as a Madam.
It's a long story, you know. I was a waitress, you see, and a prostitute came in and wanted to use my flat. I had one room. She said to me, I'll give you £3 a night if I could use your place. And I was working as a waitress for £3 a week in those days, so you can, and £3 all day in tips, so you can imagine what a lot of money that was. I said, okay. And then a lot of problems arose. She had a baby, and I got worried about money. I just put a deposit on a house and what have you. And I decided that if I was going to make any real money, I had to do the bloody job myself. And I found being the prostitute was so hard. The first week I started drinking a lot of gin. I'm not a drinker, but I had to drink to do it. And even then, the drink didn't make it any easier. But then in that 2 years, I started to go out on escort, and the men used to tell me their problems and what they wanted from prostitutes, how hard prostitutes were. All they wanted was the money. They never wanted to have a chat and a cup of tea afterwards and all this sort of thing. So then I decided that after that 2 years, I decided to give men something a little different, which I thought they wanted. So I opt out of being a prostitute myself, and I arrange these sex parties, and that's the rest of the story is in the film.
Can I ask you to give a brief description of the service that you ran?
Well, mine was what you call a very homely brothel. You know, it was done in my own home, and I used to give parties every 2 months where there was about 30 men and about 17 girls. And there was a lot of dancing. I mean, it wasn't just sex, you know. I mean, we used to have afternoon garden parties, you know, and you would think it was just an afternoon party. Some of the girls would arrive even with hats on. But, I mean, there was sex going on upstairs in the bedrooms. But, I mean, that only lasted for half an hour. And then after that, they'd come down, have a drink, have a coffee, and it would be just like a normal party. But for £25, a man would get all the drink he wanted, food, striptease exhibition, sometimes a lesbian exhibition, that's if the lesbians turned up, and a girl to go to bed with all inclusive for £25. So you can imagine that was very cheap. That they used to call me the Freddie Laker of sex. and it was amazing, really. I still made a profit.
What was the average age of the men who?
Oh well, I never dealt with the young. They had to be over 45. People ask me why.
Yeah, why did you end up servicing older men?
Well, I don't know. I'm not interested in the young. I don't think they need me, for one thing. I think it was a need in me. My mother died when I was 11, and so I used to see my father moping about and taking to drink and going into pubs. And because I realised when I got much older and went into this business that it was because he wasn't getting regular sexual relief. That's why he was going in the pub. He was sublimating it. So over the years, I always felt sorry for older men, especially men that had lost their wives.
Judging from the movie, a lot of the men who came to your place had unusual sexual fetishes.
Well, no, not really. The whole world is like that. The only difference is, of course, you don't see it like you see it in the movie. I mean, we all have our fantasies. I did do in a few kinky things, but relatively very little. It was mostly straight sex because, let's face it, at a party you haven't got time. And there was always a queue on the stairs for bedrooms. So if you did a lot of this kinky stuff, it would take twice as long and the queue would even be longer on the stairs and I'd have more complaints. But the kinky people that I did have, I really did those out of curiosity. I really wanted to see, you know, what they were really like, because I was fascinated by the psychology of sex, why men wanted all these unusual things.
Let me ask you, in the movie, the character that's based on you seems to find sex rather unpleasant, and the thought of performing
sex with someone, especially performing oral sex, seems to vaguely nauseate her, really.
Mm.
Did you find sex as unpleasant as the character in the movie did, based on...
Well, the character in the movie didn't go into my young life. If they did, they would understand more. You see, my mother dying at 11, I had to bring myself up, more or less, and I always craved for affection as a young child, which my father never gave me. Well, then at the age of 19, I had one baby, which in the 1950s, it was a terrible thing in 1950s. To keep this baby, I had to go to a mother and baby home, and life was pretty hard. And then a year later, I met a very, very attractive man. And a year later, I got in the family way. And so, unfortunately, that second one, I had to have adopted, which, you know, it was a terrible thing to do in those days. I mean, to have babies and have to give them away wasn't easy. But I couldn't keep the two of them, you see. And then after that, I really fell in love with a Jewish man. I'm very partial to Jewish men. And I was with him 7 years. And then in that 7 years, I had three backstreet abortions. Well, I mean, can you imagine, in that 7 years, everything was to do with either babies, abortions. So, I mean, at the end of that, I thought to myself, oh, you know, forget this love business, you know. Let's concentrate on money, you know, because by then I'm getting very, very down. But I mean, if I fell in love even tomorrow, you know, I mean, I, of course I would enjoy sex, but I just don't enjoy one night stands. And, you know, to me, it's all just a pure waste of time.
One of your big Christmas Eve parties was raided.
Yes.
And you were busted.
Yes.
You were acquitted, weren't you?
No, you're talking about the last raid, which we're going to go on to. I got a keep to the first raid in 1980, and I went to prison. But it all happened again last May, just when I thought it was all finished, at a party. And I won my case last February. So really, it was marvellous publicity for the film. But, of course, I lost a year of my life worrying about it because I could have gone to prison again and I wouldn't have been over here promoting my film.
You wouldn't... would you start a service like this again?
Oh, I'd love to. My main ambition now is to go back to England and try and get our stupid sex laws changed. They're 350 years of age.
Why do you want to change the sex laws?
Well, it's stupid. If I can't give a party... Well, not only me, anybody in England. It was proved at my last trial in February. Anybody can give a party like mine, and legally, that is running a brothel if they catch more than two couples in a bedroom. And people like me have parties all over the country. And I mean, men want sex, don't they? I mean, I supplied it for them at a very reasonable... Very, very cheap in my own home. Why can't I give a party in my own home without people going upstairs to bed, without me getting into trouble? Well, you know, I mean, people say to me, can't you give a party without sex? And I say, no, they're boring parties, you know. They're boring. Men want sex. Men want to see girls and girls want to meet the men. So
what are you doing now to make a living now that you can't run a brothel anymore?
Well, everything. I'm banking on the film, really, personal services. I'm hoping that a stage play might come off. I mean, of my last trial, which was in February, a stage play could come off the court case because the court case was very, very funny indeed. And my agent tells me there's lots of offers coming in. And, of course, who knows, I might be over here with your Dr. Ruth on a... Can you imagine me and Dr. Ruth having a chat on the television, me asking Ruth about all these kinks, and she'd be... I think it'd be very interesting, don't you? So I think there's lots of things in the offering.
Cynthia Payne, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Cynthia Payne's life as a British madam is the basis of the new film, Personal Services.